Kaya is a person who belongs to a world that is the exact opposite of yours,
said Kritikano. Then she seemed to be searching for the words she needed to continue.
In a world where you are losing everything, Mr. Okada, Noboru Wataya is gaining everything. In a world where you are rejected, he is accepted, and the opposite is just as true, which is why he hates you so intensely.
I don't get it. Why would he even notice that I'm alive? He's famous, he's powerful. Compared to him, I'm an absolute zero. Why did he have to take the time and trouble to hate me? Kritikano shook her head.
Hatred is like a long, dark shadow. In most cases, not even the person it falls upon knows where it comes from. It is like a two-edged sword. When you cut the other person, you cut yourself. The more violently you hack at the other person, the more violently you hack at yourself. It can often be fatal, but it is not easy to dispose of. Please be careful, Mr. Okada. It is very dangerous. Once it has taken root in your heart, hatred is the most difficult thing in the world to eradicate.
And you were able to feel it, weren't you? The root of the hatred that was in Noboru Wataya's heart.
Yes, I was. I am,
said Kritikano.
That is the thing that split my flesh in two, that defiled me, Mr. Okada. Which is why I do not want him to be my last customer as a prostitute. Do you understand?
That night, I went to bed with Kritikano. I took off what she was wearing of Kumiko's and joined my body with hers, quietly and gently. It felt like an extension of my dream, as if I were recreating in reality the very acts I had performed with Kritikano in my dream. Her body was real and alive, but there was something missing, the clear sense that this was actually happening. Several times the illusion overtook me that I was doing this with Kumiko, not Kritikano. I was sure I would wake up the moment I came, but I did not wake up. I came inside her. It was reality, true reality. But each time I recognized that fact, reality felt a little less real. Reality was coming undone and moving away from reality, one small step at a time. But still, it was reality.
Mr. Okada,
said Kritikano with her arms wrapped around my back.
Let's go to Crete together. This is not the place for us anymore. Not for you, and not for me. We have to go to Crete. If you stay here, something bad is going to happen to you. I know it. I am sure of it.
Something bad?
Something very, very bad,
Kritikano prophesied, in a small but penetrating voice, like the prophet bird that lived in the forest. 15. The only bad thing that ever happened in Mei Kasahara's house. Mei Kasahara on the Gushi source of heat.
Hello, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
said the woman's voice. Pressing the receiver to my ear, I looked at my watch. 4 o'clock in the afternoon. When the phone rang, I'd been asleep on the sofa, drenched in sweat. It had been a short, unpleasant nap, and now there remained with me the physical sensation of someone having been sitting on top of me the whole time I was asleep. Whoever it was had waited until I was asleep, come to sit on top of me, and got up and gone away just before I woke.
Hello,
cooed the woman's voice in a near whisper. The sound seemed to have to pass through some extra thin air to reach me.
This is Mei Kasahara calling.
Hey, I tried to say, but my mouth still wasn't moving the way I wanted it to. The word may have come out like some kind of groan.
What are you doing now?
She asked, in an insinuating tone.
Nothing, I said, moving the mouthpiece away to clear my throat. Nothing. Napping.
Did I wake you?
Sure you did. But that's okay. It was just a nap.